The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3286. Today we are completing our series of looks at the essential episodes from The Clone Wars that feature Ahsoka Tano as ID'd by Lucasfilm in the Disney Plus app. Today we're covering those final two episodes in the Siege of Mandalore story arc. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So here we are at the end of the Siege of Mandalore story arc. Shattered and Victory and Death are the names of those final two episodes. We have Maul being taken into custody, and then Order 66 happens, and Ahsoka and Rex are on a ship called the Tribunal, from which they have to escape, and do, right? That's basically the gist of the episode situation. Now we've been looking at these episodes from the perspective of what do we learn about Ahsoka Tano in them, because of course this is how Lucasfilm has described them. These are the essential Ahsoka Tano episodes, the things that we need to know about her and her life trajectory prior to the events of the Ahsoka series. And one of the first things that we learn in Shattered is actually a rather shocking thing, that Ahsoka may be considering returning to the Jedi Order after all is said and done. So she is talking to the Jedi Council via hologram, and they, you know, thank her for doing her duty, and she said, you know, I was, you know, just doing my duty as a citizen of the Republic. And Yoda says, oh, not as a Jedi? And she says, no, not yet. So yeah, she's leaving the door open for that possibility. And then Mace Windu has to just, you know, be a jerk and say, oh, well, we can't tell you stuff that's going on about Anakin because you're a Republic citizen and that's Jedi business. So just, Mace Windu is really been bratty and not very helpful for, you know, whatever reason. I don't understand why he wouldn't want to support Ahsoka. And, you know, was he one of the voices that was saying Ahsoka needed to be expelled from the Jedi Order? Like, it's just, it's really strange. And then a second moment happens when the Tribunal is in hyperspace and Ahsoka and Rex are having a quiet moment together as they mull the possibility of the war finally ending. And Rex says, you know, penny for your thoughts. And Ahsoka says, yeah, I was just thinking about just the Jedi being trained as, you know, peacekeepers and not soldiers. But ever since she was a Padawan, she has only been a soldier. And at this point, she had her walkabout situation where she ultimately got into an adventure where she had to fight a whole bunch of pikes, and then she got herself into the Siege of Mandalore business. So now she's again facing the possibility that she's going to go back to quote-unquote ordinary life, and what would she do at that point when all she's ever known is the Jedi, and ever since she was a Padawan, she's been a soldier. So how does she go to, you know, living a normal life, living a non-military life? And it's really kind of an open question, but it's one that doesn't get answered because, of course, the Order 66 command goes down, and just before Rex completely loses control, he's able to give Ahsoka a clue that she can use to investigate and find out exactly what's going on and figure out how to at least save Rex, if no one else. And there are other clones that she knows and has fought with on this ship, and she does her best initially to try not to kill any of them. She's deflecting laser bolts into ceilings and walls rather than back at them to stop them. But she also releases Maul because she says, I need a distraction. And she has to know that Maul is not going to treat the clones the same way. And we see throughout the episode that he doesn't, that he just kills them left and right. And it may be the case that she comes to the same realization that Rex does after she gets the inhibitor chip out of him, where he says, yeah, everybody here is going to want you and now me to die, and they don't care if they die in the process. Like, their job is to kill us. And there's no way that they're going to be able to save all of these clone troopers. It's just physically impossible. And so they have to make the hard decision that just the two of them are going to survive, and that's it. And in this particular case, there are no discussions of ethical dilemmas or debates or anything like that. The decisions are made pretty rapidly. Ahsoka knows that all of these clones are probably going to die, and she's not going to try to do anything to stop it. And she tells Rex, yeah, I know all these clones are trying to kill you and me, but I'm not going to be the one to kill any or all of these clones, which, you know, is definitely a very, you know, high-minded way of thinking about things, but she's also set Maul loose on them too. So she's, you know, not entirely completely ethically clean in this moment. She's kind of made the best choice that she can in a bad situation. And as far as the rest of the clones who are just going to die with the downed ship, as long as they can take Ahsoka and Rex with them, well, they're sort of choosing their own fates, except, you know, not. It's like utterly and completely out of their control, and it's out of Ahsoka and Rex's control as well. She also has one of those classic moments where she sees Maul getting into a shuttle and he's about to escape, and she's able to use the Force to hold the shuttle back and possibly, you know, bring him back under control. But then Rex is in danger, and so she has to make the decision, save Rex or get Maul. And she decides to save Rex. And despite everything that goes down with the clones, and perhaps in complete recognition of what happened with them, she helps dig graves to try to honor the fallen clone troopers as best she can under the circumstances before she and Rex have to disappear. And there's one other thing I want to flag as well, which will relate to conversations that happen in future episodes of the podcast. The fact that Ahsoka is still so deeply connected to Anakin and the Force that she senses what goes down in the Chancellor's chambers and how things terribly go for Anakin. Like, she has that connection to him in the Force, and that is going to show up again as they continue to encounter each other in various circumstances. So that pretty much wraps up all the stuff that we need to pay attention to about Ahsoka in the Siege of Mandalore story arc, and thus season 7 of the Clone Wars, at least as what Lucasfilm has told us that we should be paying attention to. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.